The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show you can listen to any way you like. You can wear what you like, or you can wear nothing at all. And you can sit or stand or even squat.
Go ahead, squat a little. You've earned it.
I'm squatting. And now your host,
Eric Metaxas.
Hey, man. He's squatting. I wanted to start on an up note. Thank you for squatting, Todd. Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that with the group. I am going to talk about something important. I'd like to think that most of what we do is important, but this is key. This is something I love. I am holding in my hands a book called Is the Bible at Fault? How the Bible Has Been Misused to Justify Evil, Suffering, and Bizarre Behavior. The author is Dr. Jerry Pattingale. He's written many, many books. He's been published in the Wall Street Journal. He is somebody who is currently the executive director of education for the Museum of the Bible. Holy guacamole, Dr. Jerry Pattingale. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric. I follow you and have enjoyed your work over the years. And I must tell your audience, if they don't already know, they should go on and watch or rewatch, which I've done a couple times, your National Prayer Breakfast speech. I think, Eric, it's one of the best speeches for a multifaceted special event in recent history. I just love it. And when you handed President Obama that book, your Bonhoeffer book, I believe, I was seated just a few tables in front of you. It's just what a wonderful event.
Yeah, I remember you were probably thinking, what a self-promoting jerk. Wow. And he's a Christian. I didn't know Christians could do that. That's extraordinary. Well, thank you for appreciating my moment of chutzpah, presidential level chutzpah. I appreciate that. No, that was one of the craziest days you can imagine of my life. That's the definition of God, because how did that whole thing happen? Well, it was God. It was insane. But I didn't know you were there. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was special. We just launched a museum. I think I was sitting there with Senator Langford and Steve Green and a couple others, and it was just a special event. And everyone listening should pull that.
It's nuts. I mean, listen, I tell my friends, if you haven't seen it, like, you're obliged, because it's just weird. I do some stuff there. I don't want to tip it. I don't want to tell people what I do, because I want them to be surprised. But it's a little wacky. So let me encourage you to follow the advice of my new friend, Dr. Jerry Pattingale. All right. You wrote a book the title is great. Is the Bible at Fault? How the Bible Has Been Misused to Justify Evil, Suffering, and Bizarre Behavior. Everybody goes through life being attacked for, you know, the Bible says this, the Bible says that. I mean, to me, all my friends, you know, you get that from people. So you decided to write a book on this subject. Wow. Okay, what do we need to know? First of all, Why did you write a book on this subject?
Well, the main reason was I was asked. The publisher, Worthy, who's owned by Hachette now, which is the third largest publisher, wonderful editors there, and they had been looking for 3 years for someone to write this, and there's obviously a lot of great authors out there, but I've been working on some other books that they were aware of, and I'm also writing the new Fox's book of martyrs for Tyndall House and
what?
A TV series of TBN on the spread of Christianity. And in those studies, I hate to say it, Eric, I've come across so many case studies. We could have five or six volumes easily. You know, so there's so much here. And quite frankly, going through a secular university like you have, Yale, you know, there. It just happens quite often where, you know, you have people say, how can I even, you know, take you seriously? I remember when I was at Miami of Ohio studying with Ed Yamauchi, Dr. Yamauchi, I remember I critiqued a paper one time, and at the end of the seminar, a PhD seminar, the woman was frustrated because I didn't like her review of a book. And she said, you know, you... patronizing religious fanatic, she said, you know, you believe in, you know, 100-foot statues of, or visions of Jesus. Well, the situation at Tulsa had just taken place where it became public that he had a vision that they were going to have a med center, and that's how she categorized all of Christianity. And so we weren't taken seriously a lot of times.
Did the med center happen?
Well, they built a building. And so... you know, it didn't. You know, it didn't come through. You know, in the end, the good people there, and you know, the school, I think, is on a good track now. But yeah, so part of it was going through, you know, the tough research route in my programs and publications, and being attacked for things that are bizarre, are tough. I will tell you one thing on this question.
Yeah,
when the publisher asked me to write this, I said, could I add something to the title? Because at first, the title ended at suffering, how the Bible has been misused to justify evil, suffering, and been misused to justify evil and suffering. And I said, I don't want to write just the really dark part of this, because some things are just plain weird.
I was
They're just
say,
plain
there's,
bizarre.
There's hilarity in Them Thar Hills. There's no question that there's really kooky stuff. Yeah, so, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I thought, let me start with a chapter on what's happening in Benton Harbor, because a lot of it was just different. Now, in the end, some people really did get hurt.
What
so.
Is Benton Harbor? I don't know what that is.
Okay, so in Benton Harbor, the Israelite House of David was founded at the turn of the last century, and then it broke off into another faction between the husband and wife. But basically, they gathered about 1,000 people, gifted people like yourself, really bought into this.
I'm lost. What part of the country?
Okay, Michigan. Okay, Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Okay, I don't know anything about this. So you're saying about 100 years ago?
Okay, so if you go to
Holland, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if you're coming back from Holland, Michigan to Indiana, you'll pass Benton Harbor. You take an exit. You go downtown, and it used to be the site of like a semi-pro baseball team played there with this group. They had long hair because they took the Nazarite vow. And the teacher told them they should look like Jesus, and he took his teachings as much from pictures of Jesus as he did from the Levitical text.
Do you remember the name
and
of
so
the baseball team?
People were amazed. They were called the Israelite House of David,
okay,
or the Jesus Boys, as Satchel Paige called them.
I have seen photos of the House of David baseball team. Now I'm tracking with you. So this was kind of like, almost like a cult, right? Like a religious community that took things a little too far in some directions.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, and people in Benton Harbor loved them. They had outdoor markets. They invented the waffle cone, bowling pin, rack, and things.
What? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is right out of, this is Kingdom of Heaven stuff. Are you serious?
Yes.
They invented the waffle cone?
Yeah.
Did you just say that they invented the waffle cone and the bowling pin rack?
Yeah.
What more proof do we need? This is of God.
Yeah, there you go. So what happens is when you get a lot of gifted people that buy into religious teaching and they give all of their goods to this place, well, it just started accumulating wealth, and they had a zoo there. They had big these miniature trains, and people came from all over to be with this group.
Okay, when
and they
do
knew
we
they
get
were a little different? They had.
When do we get to the weird part? Because this sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome.
How can
well,
I go there?
Here's the weird part. So people were coming. They even played the Harlem Globetrotters in basketball.
They
had some distinct
now, wait a
religious.
Second. This sounds like the greatest group of people I have ever heard about. They played the Globetrotters. They invented waffle cones. This sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, and so you can see why it was such a shock when in the middle of the night the police descended on this compound. I think it was in 1927, and they arrested the founder. He used to come out on the balcony and speak to them. And then they would take his teachings and go, you know, about their way and live these taboo lives. They were not to have any sex. So sex was prohibited by this group.
Actually, hang on. We're going to go to break. This is too exciting. Folks, the book is called Is the Bible at Fault? How the Bible has been misused to justify evil, suffering, and bizarre behavior. I'm talking to Jerry Pattingale, the author. Stick around. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Have been laid upon your table, but your own.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
When I look back, I'm amazed at how long I kept all my troubles bottled up inside. I couldn't get to sleep because it was all I could think about when my head hit the pillow. I was losing sleep, slipping into depression, withdrawing from everyone around me. I had no energy or drive. I was losing myself. I was at my lowest point when I heard about Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who helped me work through my issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-311-9115. 800-311-9115. That's 800-311-9115.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about a wacky new book called Is the Bible at Fault? How the Bible has been misused to justify evil, suffering, and bizarre behavior. Dr. Jerry Pattingale on the line with me. Jerry, I got to say, so far this is very entertaining, but it sounds like it's going to take a dark turn. So the leader of the group sounds like a mysterious figure, is arrested in 1927. And why? What happens?
Well, They found out that amidst all these unique things happening that everyone loved, is that there was a religious ceremony, even though he banned sex from everyone there, about 1,000 people. He had a special initiation, right, with all the young girls, in which he said he was the seventh messenger.
That is so cool. Now, listen, you know, when I hear this, you don't even have to say it, because what you just said, how many times have we heard exactly what you just said? How many cult leaders over the decades? I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. I knew it was coming as soon as you mentioned the weird guy at the head of this thing, that typically they have like harsh views on sex, but inevitably the leader has some special rules kind of carved out for himself, and he's, you know, abusing and using innumerable young women. I mean, you hear this over and over and over. And so you're telling me behind all this good stuff is this super freak who is clearly not even close to caring about what God says or what the Bible says. This is all for him.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, he would tell them that he would plant, quote unquote, the eternal seed within them through this initiation exercise.
Hey, this is a family show, Dr. Pattingale, please.
So, well, sorry about that. That's about as mild as I could share it there. So,
I mean, this is just, you know, you have to laugh because it's so horrifying.
It is horrifying.
Yeah.
And you know, sort of like the Shakers, you know, eventually they would run out of members. There's two members still living. I just was up there and took a picture for the book. And there are two men in their 80s who I are wonderful people. You know, they believed in the best of this, and they didn't know about the worst of it, but somehow they still held on. So that's a hard thing for me. And they have a lot of money. I think their wealth is $217 million for this place with this gorgeous facilities on one of the campuses.
So it's still there.
And it's still there. You can see the buildings were just restored.
Well, let me ask you, though, once this guy was arrested, did they sort of straighten up and fly right? Is there some redemption here?
There seems to be. His wife peeled off and had the young women in another camp down the road, which looks like an old defunct Bible camp. The facilities are terrible. They're still there, and they had all kinds of businesses and were profitable. And they made wooden pallets. I think some of the first to do that, and figured out cross propeller systems for steamships and things like that. So they had a business side to them.
This is nuts.
Their teachings were always suspect.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it.
So what we do, Eric, is then at the end of each chapter is go through and say, here's some signs that something was wrong. Here's what the scripture teaches. It's sort of like Abelard, you know, you can put the scripture in the middle of the page. Here's what Purnell says in the House of David, and here's really what, you know, here's what some Orthodox teachers teach from these passages through the years. And so it's kind of easy to see where it comes astray. And, You know, one of the saddest things for me, I live in Indiana. I'm calling from the campus, Indiana Wesleyan University. And, you know, the KKK was strong here. And one of the chapters is on the KKK, but it's different than, I think it's different than a lot of things that you've seen about the KKK. Sort of like your Bonhoeffer book, where you show people a different side of Bonhoeffer. You take them more in depth in the spirituality and so forth. And so I looked at the KKK and I said, what is it about the KKK that created, you know, following, I think, 250,000 members, you know, in the early century? And so, you know, when I looked at their teaching, it says, what are they actually teaching out of the Bible? Because the Bible's clear. So if you look at Jonah 1:17, you know, we all know the story of Jonah. And, you know, and so there was a woman bishop that was their main teacher, and she ended up publishing her main documents from Indianapolis. And she taught that the fact that the fish vomited up Jonah says that even a fish couldn't stomach a Semite. So that shows you that God doesn't want us to tolerate the Semitic race. And so that's the scripture they use totally out of context for their anti-Semitic views. And I'm thinking, who in their right mind would believe that? Well, 250,000 people not only believed it, but they signed on the dotted line to become members.
Well, you know, it's not that people need to believe it. It's that a certain number of people need to believe it. Because my thinking is that typically, even in the church, there are many people who, in other words, you might be going to a church where all the doctrine is correct, but many of the people who go there are not aware of the doctrine. They themselves don't know it. They don't believe it. They're kind of going with the flow. And you find this also with places where the doctrine is wrong. I mean, I know people who say, I'm a Muslim. And then you have a conversation with them and you realize they really don't know much about the Muslim religion. They are culturally Muslim. They're kind of going along with it. And then there are other people, of course, who know it in depth. But it's fascinating because a lot of these groups, you have some people that understand what's being said, and there are other people that are just kind of along for the ride. And in so many cases, the way I look at it, I guess, is that there's this thing in history called the Christian church. And when you deviate dramatically, when you say, no, they got it all wrong, we've got it figured out, you know, 99% of the time, you're wrong, you know, that history has been right. And when you say, no, I've got this new revelation or something, it's always out of the pit of hell. It's always going to harm people. It's always going to twist everything. And it sounds like you have collected all these chapters telling that story.
Yeah, that's a very good perception. I mean, you're spot on there. You know, one of the ironies, too, that I found in this, really just doing the research, I'm sure you had a lot of those eureka moments in the books that you've done. I was researching on the KKK and found out that one of the main churches involved here in Indianapolis is the Inglewood Christian Church. Well, it's on the northeast side of Indianapolis. And, you know, since Books and Culture folded, and John Wilson's a good friend of both of ours.
I love John Wilson.
Well, the Inglewood Review comes from the Inglewood Christian Church, which is a small church on northeast Indianapolis. It was right in the center of where the leader of the KKK lived. And in fact, I found in their minutes, they literally fired a pastor for not allowing KKK meetings in the church. And so all these years later, isn't it a great story of redemption where the church now that has probably one of the most up-and-coming and strongest evangelical book review publications is in the very church that at one time had lost its way.
That is wonderful.
Christian Smith there. Yeah, it's just wonderful.
Well, there's there's a lot of humor in your book. I don't want to, John Wilson being a friend kind of makes sense. Like we appreciate the bizarre and the funny and the, and some of this is very sad, but some of it is hilarious just because you just can't believe people did this. I mean, you talk about, your chapter titles are funny, so I want people to know. For example, chapter 4 says, mishandling scripture, how handling snakes comes back to bite you. Ha ha. But it's exactly right. You have another one titled Great Expectations and the Great Disappointments of Apocalyptic Messages. Before you put your pets to sleep, make sure it's really the end of the world. That's funny.
Yeah, you know, it's the sad part is you know, people did so many of these bizarre things, and you know, some of it's legend. We don't really know. People stood on their houses waiting for the end of the world, and you know, dressed in their pajamas, and yeah. You know, we don't know. Some of it's kind of haphazard, if you will.
Is that the Millerites?
Yeah, during the Millerite time, and you know, you have a story of actually a wonderful farmer who thought he had a special reading of scripture, and he'd done his homework. Well, it wasn't in line with the commentaries of the time, and he counted the days wrong to start with. So they, when the world didn't end, they gave a new date for it.
Yeah,
and
it sounds a little bit like Harold Camping.
Yeah. So it's like you have this, by all accounts that I've read, actually a wonderful man, and he just. You know, there's a reason why in the Middle Ages we criticize the Catholic Church a lot when you're doing history from a Protestant lens, but there's a reason why they were afraid of the masses having the scripture.
Absolutely, and they were right, frankly. We're going to be right back, folks. We're talking to Dr. Jerry Pattingale, the author of Is the Bible at Fault? How the Bible's Been Misused to Justify Evil Suffering and Bizarre Behavior. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has declared a national emergency to fulfill his pledge to construct a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. That move is expected to face rounds of legal challenges. Authorities in Nigeria are reporting at least 66 deaths in a wave of violence just before that country's presidential election. The victims include 22 children. The killings are being blamed on fighting between Christian farmers and Muslim herdsmen. 100 days after a wildfire wiped out a small Northern California town, authorities are almost done identifying all 85 who died. The Butte County Sheriff's Office released the names of two more victims this week, bringing the total number of people publicly identified to 73. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 360 points, now the Nasdaq ahead 28. With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, here today.
folks. That song can make me cry. Turn that off. Is the Bible at Fault is the title of the book, How the Bible has Been Misused to Justify Evil, Suffering, and Bizarre Behavior. Jerry Pattengill's on the line with me. Jerry, a lot of this stuff is straight up hilarious, and you have to laugh because, you know, I remember when Harold Camping was giving his, you know, views, the world's going to end in 1994 or whatever, and I was at I was at Ocean Grove, New Jersey in 1995. And there was a remainder rack of books for a dollar. And one of them was Harold Camping's book with the title 1994 question mark. And I just laughed. I thought, yeah, I guess maybe not. And I was looking through the book. I mean, I bought it because I thought I really want to see where he's coming from. And I had no idea because I used to listen to him on the radio. And in many ways, he was a wonderful person. But he got some stuff really, really wrong. And one of the things he does is he reads the Bible through numerology, like it's all about numerology and this number means this. And it's kind of like it's on the very verge of insanity. You can see it, basically. And a lot of this stuff is like that, like people, they get a lot right, but at some point they decide to veer off and it just takes them where God would not want us to go. And so some of it really is funny. And I want to say that so people will buy the book and understand that this is not just a bummer. This is actually, in a way, a primer on how we can go wrong and how we need to be humble and have some humility about how we interpret Scripture and try to be careful not to be too original. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, and you know, Eric, it's actually a very good example because, you know, we have this in one of the chapters in the book, but you know, he not only predicted 1994, but he kept having predictions. I think the latest one was 2011.
Well, that's why I brought it up, because when you said the other guy would, you know, change the date if he screwed it up, it's like, oh, we missed it. Let me revise it. Harold Camping did precisely that, and people did sell everything, and they did. And here's the saddest thing of all: people lose their faith because they're broke. Their hearts are broken that they've been humiliated by trusting in this man's interpretation, and of course. You know, we're not supposed to do that. If you're hinging everything on one dude, maybe you're not following historical Christianity. But, and again, you know, that's the sad side.
It is, and that's what happens even in the snake-worshipping churches. And, you know, these are real people. The interviews I've done with those pastors, you know, even the recent journal articles, some wonderful articles, show the human side of this, but their church is about 20 people, and a lot of them are relatives, and there's about 200 churches now that still have a person like that that people follow in their neighborhood. There used to be 2,000, so,
right.
You know, they're, and not to be funny here, but a lot of the pastors have died off. You know, they're bit by these snakes. And
wait a minute. That's not a joke. That's true?
That's true, yeah.
Okay,
and so,
you're not
and a
kidding.
Lot of them,
these dudes are bitten by snakes and they die? Obviously, I've never heard that. I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, that's...
So, you know, some churches, you have a grandfather, father, and son have all gone through this. And one of the cases in the book, one of the wives of the pastors, he'd been bitten several times before he died, but at one time he lost his finger and it fell off in the yard. She went out and grabbed the finger and kept it as a trophy for his faith.
Now, wait
and
a second.
She said,
what do you
this
mean?
This way I'll always.
What do you. Well, I don't understand. This was a snake handling cult?
Yeah, one of the in Appalachia.
How do you lose your finger? I would think that you would be bitten and die. This is not about losing fingers. What do you mean?
Well, the snake bit him in the finger, and the finger died. They somehow cut off, I think, the blood and a tourniquet or something from the rest of his body. But anyway, his finger died and fell off. Originally, you know, initially that happens to some people, get snake bitten. And
if it ever happens to me, I'll let you know.
Literally kept it. And so what happens there, and we take the readers through the fact that they just misread what's happening at the end of Mark, one of the most difficult passages for a lot of people even to include, just because it seems to be added on in a later manuscript, but yeah. They take it totally out of context, what's even happening there, and it's not to prove anything. You know, when Paul gets bitten by a snake elsewhere, It wasn't something he was going out trying to do. He wasn't trying to be bitten, you know, by the snake.
When you say don't mean other than in his finger. You mean in Malta. You mean in Malta, don't you, brother?
Yeah. Yes, very good.
Very good.
Very good. So, but you know, as far as bizarre things, there's actually a heretic, Ten Kelm of Antwerp, who literally married a statue of Mary in front of the church. A statue. First of all, there's a problem with marrying the statue of the Virgin Mary.
Who are you to say who he can or cannot marry, okay? You need to open your mind, brother. If he wants to marry a statue, that's between him and the statue.
I got to tell you and your audience, you're so different than the other. I've had a lot of great interviews on the radio, but yeah.
I mean, imagine the audience I could have if I weren't such an idiot. Just think seriously, though. What era are we talking about when you say the dude married a statue? What's the era?
Well, so late Middle Ages with Ten Kelm, where you have a lot of people who are looking for, you know, for teachers and. I was trying to find the exact date here for him because, you know, he would come in to a city and I think Eric.
Actually, Jerry, forgive me for interrupting. I didn't realize we just got a couple of seconds left. We'll be back with a full segment with Jerry Pattengill to continue the story. Just an amazing book. Is the Bible at Fault? Hey, Albin, isn't it time that we heard about what Janice has to say about Relief Factor? We're sponsors of Relief Factor on this program. It works for me. I talk about it all the time, but let's hear from somebody else. Here's Janice.
I was skeptical at first, but because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
I love stories like this.
That's great.
Well, look, I've talked to so many people that have had this experience. I told you that I've had this experience. ReliefFactor.com is the website for $19.95. By the way, the reason it's so popular is very cheap. You take this stuff. It's all botanicals. Within 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you. Sometimes in 3 days, you'll know, or in a day, but I'm saying give it 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
This song was written before penicillin, which cured boogie fever for all time. For anybody who's worried about that, just want you to know. We're talking to the author of a book, Is the Bible at Fault? Jerry Pattengale. Jerry, you were just sharing something and we had to cut you off, so please continue the story.
Yeah, Ten Kelm was a preacher in Antwerp, a priest, 1124, and he broke off from the traditional ordination, even, because people were following him. He had this false sense of confidence, which often happens in a cult leader. And he put a statue in front of the church, and not only did he get his church to commission the marriage, he also
To commission his marrying the statue of Mary.
Right.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is it became an official marriage. And not only did he do that, he put an offering plate or a coffer box, like you hear in your Luther stories. He put a box in each hand and had a contest between the men and the women to see who loved the Lord the most by paying for this wedding. So
this guy's crazy.
A fundraiser.
Was the marriage?
Yeah.
Can I ask you the marriage between him and the statue? Was it without issue?
I don't know how I would answer that.
Okay, don't answer that question. Okay, so what else happened? But by the way, the great thing about marrying a statue is there's no talk back. They agree with you, and even if they don't agree with you, you never have to hear about it. So this is so sick. I can't help joking about it. So what happened to this man Tanchelm of Antwerp?
Well, eventually the church sent a letter, and they did come and depose him. He would, I think, put gold in his hair, gold threads in his hair, and wear these ornate robes. And he even took the crosses out of the church at one point, I believe. And so he brought a lot of wrath from the officials of the church. And finally, it brought his own demise. And I think it was as much from that as his relations with some of the women. And so there you have, that part of it again. But
if you're going to marry a marble statue, you want to have some ladies on the side who are not made of marble. I guess that was his thesis. I mean, it's so sick.
So,
you just can't even believe that this is true. That these people are usually very charismatic. Let's be honest. They're very charismatic, and
yes,
they're able because they are maybe very smart and charismatic. They're able to attract followers, and at some point, obviously, the gig is up. But in his case, how does it end?
Yeah, well, Nordberg comes and deposes him. That's where you get Saint Nordberg. Comes, and in the letter, let me just read a little bit, says, when they wrote to the church saying, you got to help us. And so they banned him from the church, so he goes and preaches in open fields. And it says after that, the act of seducing women, which may have been a Trump charge that seemed to be added to the heretic's wrongdoings, that's an editorial comment, says, this is an original source. He moved out of the shadows of the bedrooms and began to preach from the rooftops, giving sermons in the open fields, surrounded by huge crowds. He used to preach as though he were a king summoning his people, and his followers crowded around him carrying swords and flags with royal insignia. The deluded populace listened to him as though he were an angel of God. And so when Nordberg came and they finally deposed of the heretic, the people were excused because they said that he was at fault for misleading them as, you know, as a representative of the church. And so in this case, it wasn't a whole group of people that were punished. It was
But that's because it was before the Reformation. Obviously, before the Reformation, people could. Well, it's true, right? I mean, before the Reformation, you wouldn't be culpable because you had to follow your religious leader. And if your religious leader was off his game, you had to follow until somebody above him stepped in. Whereas today we are each held accountable. I mean, that's one of the good things and bad things about the Reformation. But it's just, this is amazing stuff.
Yeah. The one thing that did happen where there was a cult that followed him, and Nordberg had to come and did have to squelch the cult afterwards. So, there are a few cases in the book like this. We cover the Prophet Jones from Detroit. I don't know if you remember him. You're probably a little young to remember Prophet Jones, but Prophet Jones.
I remember the Reverend Ike.
Yeah. So it's somewhat in that vein, but what happened with Prophet Jones is that, you know, he was called the Messiah in Mink, I think, from the New York Times, and he was given this $13,000 white mink coat, yeah. And he would wear it everywhere, and he would show up in places with five Cadillacs, and the sad part is, Eric, is that he would have offerings. He would show up at church at 11 o'clock at night. The church's service had been gone for 2 or 3 hours, and it's packed, and they would wait for him because they really believed that he had a special touch of the divine. And so he was already walking into a service that had been gone on for a couple hours, and then he would preach for an hour or so, and then he would have them, on some occasions, lock the doors, and he would start his offering. And then he would talk about how God has called them to give. And this is a sign that we see over and over again as far as, people doing, such things, for money, in the church. And then at the end, some people just didn't have hardly any money to give. And so finally he would say, you at least have to give $3, one for each part of the Trinity. Obviously there wasn't a fire marshal present, but so Prophet Jones, and he was caught, in a raid with two boys to playing tennis in bed, I think is what the account says. So
playing tennis in bed. That's the greatest euphemism I've ever heard. That tops hiking the Appalachian Trail. That is unbelievable.
That is a part of the account. So,
playing tennis in bed with young boys. We're going to another break. We're going to be right back. Folks, this is so entertaining. The book is The Bible at Fault? How the Bible's Been Misused to Justify Evil Suffering and Bizarre Behavior.
Nobody wants to die.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race. Two brothers share an unbreakable bond, but life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
When you lose your way, how do you find hope?
Why is this so hard?
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself.
You know anyone?
Oh, just ask HomeAdvisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, HomeAdvisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Breaking news from SRN News. I'm John Scott. In Aurora, Illinois, near Chicago, local media is reporting a shooting incident. There have been multiple injuries involved in this developing story. President Trump's national security declaration is already being denounced.
Top Democrats in Congress argue that the president's actions are unconstitutional because they violate the Congress's exclusive power of the purse. But Mr. Trump says his use of executive power is appropriate.
It's a great thing to do because we have an invasion of drugs, invasion of gangs, invasion of people. And it's unacceptable.
Even so, the president says he's prepared for legal challenges and believes he'll be successful in court.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. 100 days after a wildfire wiped out a small Northern California town, authorities almost done now with identifying all 85 who died. This is SRN News.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
That's Kieran Carpenter. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to the author of a funny, fascinating new book, Is the Bible at Fault? How the Bible's Been Misused to Justify Evil, Suffering, and Bizarre Behavior, Jerry Pattengill. Before I forget to ask you this, the man who married the statue of the Virgin Mary, what happened to that statue? Did she ever get married?
Yeah, there's probably a statute of limitations, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for saying something as dumb to make me feel normal. But is that statue still there or was it destroyed? I mean, it'd be 1,000 years old now.
You know, I don't know that. So,
well, 1,000 years, the bloom is off the rose. At that point, she's not getting married, so let's forget about it. There is so much nutty stuff. No wonder you're friends with my friend John Wilson, because this stuff is so funny. I mean, it's not only funny, it's important, but it's nice when something can be funny and important. We were talking about the Bishop Jones from Detroit.
Right, right.
That's kind of a thing, too. Like, there are many people that prey on African-American communities in the urban, in the inner cities. Reverend Ike was like this, where they are sort of preaching. It's a prosperity gospel, you know, taken to the next level. But that's effectively what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And by the way, my hat goes off really to what they're doing at TBN, where they're really trying to show a different face of the gospel in the last few years. And the TV program I'm working on there, I've seen some of the inside work there, and they're really trying to, show more of the mainline teaching. I'm an outsider to that program, but just writing the script for the TV series on the spread of Christianity. But I think that they're trying to show a different side and a different approach to Christianity than that approach. And I've heard a lot of people compliment the new direction that
absolutely.
The Sun's taking.
Oh, no, absolutely. You know that this program airs on TBN. I'm sitting now in the TBN TV studio where we do the radio program and we film it here. So, yes, there are great things happening. And it's important that people understand these things because there are so many vulnerable people. And when you think of Jonestown, obviously the Reverend Jim Jones and that guy, it's always vulnerable people. They're looking for something. They're looking for hope. And some charlatan, sometimes the charlatan is himself deluded, but they lead them astray. And it's in some cases very tragic, as in Jonestown. But so this stuff it actually ends up being extremely important, doesn't it?
It does. I just came back from Rwanda with Africa New Life, a wonderful ministry, and they're excited about the new direction of TBN and what Norm Mental, the executive producer, is doing, and
if you see
Tom
Norm,
and others. So
we're out of time, but I just want to say if you do see Norm Mental, just let him know he owes me $40, and I'm just gonna, I'm gonna wait. But even I have patience, okay, Norm. You know we're friends, but I need my money, pal. We're out of time. I'm so sorry, Jerry. This has been a lot of fun for me. Congratulations on the book, and thanks for being my guest.
You bet, and congrats on all that you're doing. You're an important voice for the kingdom, and thanks for having me on your show.
You are very kind, sir. Folks, the book is The Bible at Fault? You want to read something funny and important? Is The Bible at Fault by Jerry Pattingale. Thanks for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.